O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with faithful love and compassion. Who just satisfies you with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his work to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his host, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 48. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain is fair and lifted high, the joy of all the earth. On Mount Zion, the divine dwelling place, stands the city of the great King. And in her palaces God has shown himself to be a sure refuge. For behold, the kings of the earth assembled and swept forward together. They saw and were dumbfounded. Dismayed, they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. They writhed like a woman in labor, as when the east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, the city of our God. God has established her forever. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. And as your name, O God, so your praise reaches the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion rejoice and the daughters of Judah be glad. Because of your judgment, O Lord. Walk about Zion and go around about her. Count all her towers. Consider well her bulwarks. Pass through her citadels, that you may tell those who come after that such is our God forever and ever. It is he that shall be our God forevermore. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God. Father of lights, raise us with Christ to your eternal city, that with kings and nations we may wait in the presence of your temple and see your glory forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonder of your law. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you told the disciples to expect the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yet when it came, it took them by surprise, bursting into their lives in a way beyond all their expectations. Suddenly life was transformed for them, full of untold possibilities. You tell us also to expect the gift of the Spirit. Yet we too are taken by surprise. You want to transform our lives, to open the door to new horizons. But we close our hearts or tie you down to our own expectations. Lord Jesus, as we remember today, the day of Pentecost long ago, help us to open our lives to the movement of your Spirit now. In your name's sake, amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.